done the hard part of getting through the semi-finals to get to Wembley. Now we've got an even bigger task of not just turning up at Wembley, but doing the business, and that'll be the main focus. Yeah, I've never ever been to Wembley, and like I say, this is going to be my first time going to the new Wembley. I went to the old Wembley about 16 years ago, but this is going to be the first time, and thankfully the first time is going to be being involved in a playoff final. If I'm being honest, I'm 34 now, so it's not as bad as what it used to be. At the end of the day, the main focus for me is it's just another game that we have to win. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, when you get to a final, it's not one you can lose, because then you haven't completed the task. And the main focus for me is to complete the task now. And we've all done the celebrations, and now it's just time to focus on the final now, which has been the main aim from especially since I got here. I've heard that we will be getting to the playoffs, and we will be getting to the playoffs, and that's what the manager's instilled in us. And like I say, we have got to the playoff final, and we're there now, but we can't let all our hard work be undone and not turn up at the final. So the main focus now is to go and complete that, and like I say, get the team up. I'd spoke to the gaffer in the summer as well, but I'd already agreed stuff, and so obviously I didn't get to come at the beginning of the season. And then once I got given the opportunity, the gaffer gave me a call, and I was in no doubt. I was like, yeah, I'd definitely love to be given the opportunity, and thankfully I came, and like I say, it's just been nothing but a positive, really positive experience made for me by the staff, the players, the fans. Everything's just been amazing since I've got here, and like I say, I'm thankful for that opportunity. As long as I'm playing, then I'm happy, and that's the main thing. But obviously, the manager will choose what he decides to play, and we have 100% confidence in whatever the manager chooses. As you can say, it's worked so far, so whatever the manager chooses to play, we'll all be 100% committed and trust that whatever the manager chooses to do, that it will pay off. It'd be unbelievable, especially, like I say, at this age that I'm at now, being 34, it'd be like probably sweeter than any other year, and especially because I've got a young family, and two of them are young boys who love football. One of them plays for Liverpool, so it'd be like a memorable occasion for me to be able to achieve something like that in front of them, at an age where he can take it all in, and hopefully inspire him to go on and do things. Look, I think everyone's expecting high scoring, but we don't know him. One thing is for sure, we will be trying to score as many as we can, because we've played that way or ever since I've been here. We don't go out to sit back and be caged. We go out to take the game to people, and I'm sure they'll be thinking the same. So we'll have to wait and see. We've been in two bad positions at both stages of the semi-finals, and the boys showed great resilience and character to obviously not let their heads drop down and keep going till the very end. And I think the second leg, you've seen what going till the very end can do, and I can't even explain that, because even when I think of it now, we just went till the very end, and amazing things have happened. But the main thing is, once you cross that line, it's just a football game, and a football game that we have to win, and we, all of us have got it in us that we have to win. Do you know what I mean? Because it's an opportunity that you want to look back in at the end of your career, and what an amazing story to tell people that you was promoted with Blackpool at Wembley, and that's got to be at the forefront of all of our minds.